Welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been a little second, but you know what? We have news. We have some stuff to talk about today, so let's actually just get right into it. Before we start, my name is Michael, as you might know. My socials are at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter and at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram, TikTok, and that's it. So, let's get into it. Just today, Katy has released the most amazing, and I would say the best commercial she has released, I think, in her entire career. Today, Katy, along with Spotify and the paint brand Bear, released a commercial. It's pretty much for this like program that they're doing, where it's a website where you put in a song, or you put in one of Katy's songs, and it'll calculate, I guess, like a color for you from Bear's paint color palette. It's very interesting. Pretty much the whole point of it was that Katy sees songs, or when she hears songs, she sees certain colors, she sees certain vibes. So that's kind of the whole premise of the video. Pretty much the video itself, though, is a whole separate thing. The video, I don't know if you've watched it, I've posted it on my Twitter. The video starts off with Katy, you know, like all in white, and she goes to this color selector machine, pretty much is what it's called. So it selects a song, and which with each song, she transforms into a new color. So the best thing about the video was, first of all, the production was amazing. Second of all, she chose some great... So pretty much she turns the dial like three times, three different songs, three different complete looks. So pretty much she does Never Really Over. She has this beautiful blonde hair, yellow moment. She turns the dial again and she lands on Waking Up in Vegas. She's in this gorgeous jet black wig in a beautiful red theme this time. And then she does one more time and she does Teenage Dream. She's in this beautiful like sapphire blue with black hair. It's just such an adorable video. You have to go watch it. It's an adorable video. It's so well made. Like, I'm already, like, barely speaking because I love it so much. I watched it, like, three times because it was just so good. So pretty much people are saying, you know, like, is Katy finally starting to do more promotions? I saw someone else saying that she spent more budget on this commercial than she did for promo for, like, whatever other songs. So that's something really interesting. I'm really happy to see this, you know, promotion. I'm sure she's making a lot of money from it. But not only that, you know, it's just exciting to finally, you know, see some new stuff from her. In addition, this week, and I guess these past couple weeks, Harley's in Hawaii blew up on TikTok, which is a big thing, actually. Katy has been giving Harley's in Hawaii a lot of recognition lately because of its going viral. On TikTok, it was just, you know, like a, I guess I would say like a dance video, kind of, almost. It just was all over the place. Everyone was using it, and it's quite deserved because, you know, the song has been out here for 2 years without barely any recognition, and now finally it's getting, you know, it's deserved hype because the song is just so good. So that's something to see. Katy has been posting TikToks about it. She tweeted about it. There's a You and I challenge. I guess she's just trying to capitalize on the TikTok fame right now. And she's being smart by doing that because I think she could definitely do really well on TikTok. I just saw that Taylor Swift recently joined TikTok. She's adorable. She's been doing great. So, you know, let's hope there's a Bad Blood remix with Katy. That would be really cool. You know. So, yeah, it's just been a really cool month so far. It's almost the end of September, but, like, we've gotten so much stuff. It's really exciting. Yeah. So far, so good. You know, I don't know about new stuff. Nothing really has been on the radar for new music or anything like that, but it is nice to just see new looks, see new promotions, campaigns from her. Katie recently spoke to, you know, a reporter talking about her upcoming, you know, Vegas residency and everything, and she's saying, you know, I could be at Vegas for years to come, and which is interesting because she said, you know, I'm able to take Daisy to preschool, but also still perform. You know, I've seen that her shows are mostly scheduled on the weekends, which are the most busy nights. So she's like, you know, happy about it because she can lead her normal life throughout the week. And then, you know, Vegas is like an hour, I think like an hour and a half drive from Las Vegas. So it's like not too far, you know, for her to go work for the weekend and then come home, you know. So it's great that she found something where it kind of works with the best of both worlds. She does something she loves, which is singing, but she's not far away from home for long periods like the tour. I have really big news. I have officially purchased my ticket to go see Play. I'm going to be at the January 8th show. I splurged like crazy on these tickets. I'm going to be real with you guys. I wanted to be as close as possible. I told you guys, like, in the past concert experiences, you know, Witness being in the nosebleeds, not a great experience, not because the show wasn't great, but that I was so far away and felt disconnected. I told you guys about my Carly Rae Jepsen experience where I was a little bit closer, but I was on like a mezzanine, so like it was elevated. I kind of felt like I was watching from afar still. So I purchased a ticket to go see Play. I'm in the very center on the very first section by the stage. I'm 7 rows away from the stage. I am just thrilled. You guys know I've been talking about this forever. Me saying, I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm going to go. Well, I organized a trip with a ton of friends, so I'm able to go. And I already booked my ticket. Of course, broke the bank quite a bit. I did not expect to spend so much, but I said, you know, and like, this is a big deal for me to come here to Vegas just to see the show. I have the money. I don't want to feel like I could have spent more. I didn't want to feel like, you know, any bad feelings. So I said, you know what? I found a single occupied seat. So also the problem was finding these front and center seats were very difficult because when you only buy one, you have to buy the other or else you leave a seat unattended, which is a no-no for, you know, the way this show is being sold. So anything in the front row had like people or had two seats together, and like, I get it, like they'd rather sell to a couple versus just a single person. But I did find, like, it's literally, I could show you, it's the center of the stage. It's so close to stage, and I'm so excited. I just splurged. I did it, you know, once in a lifetime thing. I can't wait to see the show. Can't wait to see the looks that are going to serve, the songs, just everything. I'm just so grateful that I'm able to go, and I'm just so excited for this. To those of you that can't go, I completely felt what you felt, and I know it's difficult, but I promise you, Katie will come on tour for you. She's not going to leave her fans behind. If you can't make it, she will reach you. Maybe not super soon, and I know it's hard because it's been a horrible year. It's been a horrible past couple years. It's been just so challenging. But I promise you, Katie will come to your city or to nearby city where you're able to access her, and you're going to have an amazing show as well. And I want you to think of that, you know, console yourself with the music. She is coming when the time comes, and you're going to have an amazing concert experience. I will promise you that, because Lord knows when Katie can finally tour the world again, where people can finally come to shows and not be afraid of this virus anymore, we will have the best concerts and the best events we've ever experienced in our lives. And I know Katie will bring 110% to her shows and to her future efforts. So, yeah, I just wanted to update you guys. I'm finally going to play. It's a lot of money, but I'm just so grateful, and I just feel like it's so worth it to see her after the year I've had. So, yeah, I cannot believe I said those words, but I did it. I booked it, and I'm going. So, that's that. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get right back to it. All right, thank you guys so much for taking that short break. Okay, I'm shaking because I recorded this first part yesterday, and I'm just coming back from Twitter. I'm shaking. Katy Perry and Lady Gaga have just interacted. I don't know where they've just interacted. I'm trying to find out. But there is a picture of Lady Gaga and Katy talking and hanging out at an event somewhere. I have to find out where. I will come back and say the location. But Black Tea is here. So it's Katy wearing black hair completely. She looks stunning. She looks so beautiful. Like, Gaga looks also so beautiful with a beautiful gown, beautiful everything. I don't know where this is, but give me 5 seconds and let me find out, because this is breaking pop news. Okay, hey guys, I'm back. So, they met at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures tonight. I'm gonna guess, Gaga's, you know, acting history probably brought her to this event, and Katy, you know, by being fiance / married to Orlando, she attended because of Orlando. So this is an iconic moment in pop. I can just say thrilled is an understatement. Katy looks gorgeous, and so does Gaga, and it's just a great night. That's all I'll say. Let me get back to you guys because it's like really late. So I'm going to continue the podcast in just a second. All right, moving on to the next part. So the next part of the show, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, Katy and Lady Gaga's relationship so far. This is obviously inspired by recently the photos that we just saw yesterday. So this is kind of new for me. So I'm really going through. Okay. Picture 2007, 2008. Okay. So during this time, we see two very iconic, very strong artists emerging during this era. We have a very young, very brilliant little Stephanie Germanotta, which is Lady Gaga's real name, if you didn't know. And we have a very vivacious, very fun, very wacky Katherine Hudson, or Katy Perry. So that's kind of where I want us to think and to start about. Now, Katy and Gaga have had a very long, confusing relationship, if I could describe it. We have seen throughout the years, you know, certain little frenemy-type situations that went on between them. You know, like, there are a ton of videos and stuff. The first one that comes to mind is the NRJ France Music Awards. I think it was 2009 that there's a video of Katy and Gaga backstage talking about, you know, like how their sets went. You know, Katy was asking Gaga like, oh, how do I say this in French? Or, you know, so we see that first interaction and it seems sweet. It seems fine. you know, we see in an interview in, again, 2009, Gaga being asked, what do you think about the song I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry? And she says, I don't really think that much about it. Okay. Next thing I want to bring to mind, 2013, obviously, the famous Applause versus Roar. We see, you know, Gaga again saying, you know, in a tweet, Roar is better than her. Like, it was something along the lines of, like, Roar is just mainstream, you know, that's why the radios ate it up. That's kind of how I saw it. Now, I don't know how, you know, upset this tweet was or how mean-spirited it was supposed to be, but that's kind of how it came out. We also saw, you know, Gaga rode a horse on a red carpet, I believe, and Katy, I wouldn't say copied, but I guess was inspired or also came out with a horse-type theme for her Prismatic World Tour. We see her riding that horse. And again, Gaga says in a tweet, you know, I see that horses are the new thing. Green hair and horses are the new thing, because she also, Katy also started having green hair. So, you know, there has been some frenemies moments. I don't know how close they are technically. We would never know. But, you know, so there has been some weird tensions between them in the past. I guess that's like what it's like when you're two very popular, prominent female artists. The media for sure pits you guys against each other, pits your fans against each other, you know. Deep down, just looking at the history between them, it always looks like Katy has admired or loved Gaga or outspoken her love for Gaga more than Gaga has for Katy. Now, I don't know why that could be. Only Gaga herself could tell us, I guess. You know, and this has kind of caused tensions for Monster Cats, which is the Katy Cats and Little Monster subtype fandom. So it has been a little bit difficult, I think, in the past. Applause versus Roar is one huge example. And yeah, I don't think it should be that way. You know, like, I think there's room for both of us. There's room for both of them, of course. They've always kind of, like, released albums, except for, obviously, Prism and Applause. Or for Art Pop, sorry. They've always kind of, since then, released albums, like, off of each other's cycles. So, like, when Katy's not really releasing anything, that's when Gaga will be active. Or when Gaga's active, Katy won't be as active. And vice versa. So, you know, I think since then they've been okay. There hasn't been those fan wars and whatsoever. But, you know, moving on in the timeline, we see during the time of Kesha's court case and her ongoing court case, we saw released texts between Gaga and Kesha. Now, if you don't know, Kesha also grew up with Katy back then. They were friends while they were both kind of beginning to be pop stars. They were both working with Dr. Luke. That's a whole other podcast episode about what happened to Kesha and everything like that. But so just trying to establish the information that Kesha and Katy have known each other for a very, very long time. So we do see in those released texts from court, Gaga and Kesha talking about Katy. And of course, I don't have nobody really has the solid information about what happened or, you know, except for Gaga, Katy, and Kesha themselves. But anyways, we see, you know, Gaga and Kesha talking about Katy, and, you know, it just doesn't seem to put Katy in a good light at all in regards to what Gaga or what Kesha was saying. So that's another thing that, you know, a lot of people were like, wow, they must not like each other, you know? You know, and then afterwards, after those texts were released, people got angry, people were talking a lot about it. Gaga released a text, or I guess a tweet technically, that her and Katy, you know, have grown up in this industry together. You know, they've gone through challenges, but they're currently friends, and that's great, and I'm glad to hear it. We definitely see Katy, you know, liking and commenting on Gaga's posts. You know, and so this whole time, we didn't really know, like, okay, are these girls actually friends? Did they just make up for the cameras? You know, like, there's just so much unknown when you're a fan like this. But what was surprising and pleasantly surprising was we saw them have an interaction at the, I guess, the gala for, I forget what it was. It was last night, but that gala yesterday, we saw them have an interaction. We saw them, you know, like, hug and just smile at each other and talk, you know. Gaga and Katie have seen each other many times over the years, you know. There's tons of red carpet meetings, especially at the Met Galas, especially at all the award shows. You know, there's just a ton of interaction between them. Obviously, like, you know, who knows? Maybe they have texted each other before. They've, you know, because, like, when you're in industry, like, Katie has said it herself. When you're in this industry, there's only, like, maybe 10 other women who are going through what you're going through, because there's literally only 10 other major pop stars like you at a time, you know? So I'm sure they've all talked to each other before, you know? But yeah, so that's a little bit about their history. I think, honestly, they've moved on from the bad blood. Just like Katie and Taylor have made up all of their bad blood. You know, I would love to see Gaga and Katie collab. I would love to see, honestly, any of these major iconic female artists collab together, because I think it would just, I think it's about time, you know? Like, I guess, like, back then it would be like, why would I collab with her? You know, we're doing well on our own. We're doing, you know, we don't need to, like, bring in our competition onto our songs. But now it's just kind of like, do it for your fans, you know, do it for the industry that's so lacking right now and just needs new, like, inspiration. And I think all of these old girlies would just do so well together, you know what I mean? So that's one thing. So I do love Gaga. I think she's a very iconic singer. I think she's done so well so far. And, you know, I want to see Katie and Gaga have a good relationship, because Gaga is here for a very long time. She's made herself so iconic, and so has Katie. So that's why I want to see them, you know, as they grow older, to, you know, still be friends and to, like, possibly release a collab with something, or, you know. So that's one thing. So that's the thing about, you know, Gaga and Katie's relationship. What do you guys think? I think it's confusing, and I think there's a lot of unknowns for us. But, you know, you never know, and I really hope to see something someday, and I'm sure all the Monster Cats do. There was a lot of celebrity interactions with Katie actually last night. Notably, Katie met Olivia Rodrigo. So if you don't know who Olivia Rodrigo is, why have you been sleeping under a rock? The most up-and-coming girl, I think, of this era. Honestly, Olivia reminds me of a lot of a young Katie, in the sense that Olivia's first album is such a pop rock album that it almost feels like one of the boys that Katie did back then. And then I saw their picture together, and they look so similar with their long black hair that I was just like, wow, like, maybe Olivia is the new Katy Perry, or, you know, is a very great, like, reminder of Katy Perry from back then. So that was something really interesting to see. I really hope to see more of these types of events. You know, Katie Cats got really well fed this week with the Bear Spotify commercial, with the Katie Gaga interaction that we got this week. I think it's been a great week, and I really hope to, you know, see something new, see some more stuff from Katie. I cannot wait to go to play. Every single day, I just remind myself, and I'm like, oh my god, I cannot wait to go. Like, it's just gonna be so iconic. I will try to record. I will try to, you know, really video my experience, I guess. I probably might do something like on a TikTok, on my TikTok account, you know, obviously closer to, so that'll be like sometime in January. But I am so thrilled to be able to go and to, you know, experience play. Even though I am international, it's such a blessing and such an honor to go. And I know that some people can't go, and I love you so much, and I promise you, she's coming for you. She's gonna come to your town, or she's gonna come for you. Like, trust me, Katie never lets you down. And that's how I want to end this podcast. Katie never lets you down. So anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you have a great day, a great night, or a great afternoon, no matter when you're listening. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you guys later.